Where do we begin? Right here, right now. We are in need of no special place, no special time, no special circumstances. If it is one thing the cubicle self mind has, it is plenty of circumstances. It has circumstances and situations and problems and technical difficulties and snags and tears and ifs and ands and buts right up the wazoo. Talk about a hemorrhoid. Ouch. Yes, looking at the cubicle self mind in relation to relationships is quite a hemorrhoidal task, if you will. Pardon the semantics, but we really do have to tell it like it appears to be in order to discover how it really is. How it really is when we invite our inspiring heart mind into our relationships now. Take notice, now is essential. It is the way through and out of the cubicle self mind. So we are going to look upon the cubicle self past in the now. We will not be making hash out of the past. We will not be making stew out of the boo-hoo. But go ahead and boo-hoo if you need to boo-hoo over the cubicle self boo-boo. We will be calling upon our inspiring self-heart-mind to walk us through the past in this moment. We will ask our inspired self to look upon these situations for us and use them to bring about peace of mind. Do not rely on our judgments about the past or our analysis of the past. Oh my, what a deeper hole we dig when we look upon the past with the same mind that caused the past to happen in the first place. At the time, it may appear to be helping us to understand, but unless we want a true understanding of how the cubicle self-heart mind got us into these messes, the more messes we will make. Of this, I am sure. Do we really want to analyze the hemorrhoid? What do you think? Let our inspiring self-heart and inspiring self-mind bring us peace and an understanding that raises us up out of the past, out of the cubicle self, and into this very moment where we can begin anew. If we want to begin anew, we can't take the past with us. That is like trying to paint over mold. It just gets moldier. We deserve better. As it is in the beginning, it is now and eternally now. It doesn't make any difference how right I believe I am about what seemed to happen in the past. Okay, fine, so I'm right. Do I feel better? No, I just feel right and angry. Or right and sad, or right and vengeful. No one ever feels right and happy in the cubicle mind for any extended period of time. Right wears off, happy falls away. Someone I knew was in great anguish over a broken relationship. We have all been there. In talking about the situation and how wrong the other person is, he kept saying, "But what about this? But what about that? But I never did that. But I never said that." Throwing my helpless arms up in the air to inspiration for help, I heard myself saying, "Yeah, the ego has a really big butt." We busted into laughter for how true we knew this to be. You see, no matter how many witnesses we may round up for our defense, the cubicle self mind does not have a right mind. It only has a split mind. Now, you tell me, how can a mind that can never see the whole ever be right? It can't, because a piece of the puzzle is always missing, and that piece is inspiration. I know it is very difficult to release the past. The longer we hang on to it, the stickier it gets. Let it go now. How, I hear you asking. We must decide that we do not want relationship upheaval, breakdown, failure, noise, ups, downs, crashes, burns, runaways, getaways, escapades, games, nightmares, facades, fatigue, exhaustion. Add your own to the list. We must decide that we have had enough and that there must be another way. And we are willing to let our inspiring self, heart, mind show us the way. It is time to withdraw our faith in the cubicle self, heart, mind and place our trust in our inspiring self, heart, mind. Stop trusting the mind that gave you the hemorrhoid to heal the hemorrhoid. It really is this simple. Though the cubicle self-heart-mind prefers to analyze. There is a difference between analyze and honesty. And it is a very fine crack, line. Analysis is the cubicle self-mind looking at something from every angle and considering all the possibilities before making its decision. That is, if it ever gets around to making a decision. Eventually, this decision will change or prove to be unsatisfying and will need revision, further analysis, blah, blah, blah. Honesty is looking upon the cubicle self-heart-mind with our inspiring self-heart-mind. Honesty looks right at the turkey and calls it a turkey. Yeah, George, that's a turkey, all right. No doubt about it. That's a turkey if I ever did see one. Are you harvesting turkey thoughts? These are thoughts that are stuffing us up and blocking the flow of inspiration. Honesty is trusting that our inspired self is thinking real thoughts that bring real peace and is willing to think these thoughts instead. True honesty, in and of its nature, will unfold before us the thoughts we are thinking that need to be healed. And these thoughts will be healed as we are willing to have them healed. This is why our analysis is unnecessary. We don't have to search far, just pay attention. What are you thinking now?